My name is Amber McAdam, and I'm a mom of three. My husband Marshall and the kids and I live in the suburbs in our dream home, which we bought last year. We both work full-time. I'm an accountant, and Marshall works for a construction company. We do okay financially. There's not a lot of money left at the end of the month, but we manage a trip with the kids maybe once or twice a year. And our kids are in a good daycare facility. Our son, Jameson, is almost 6 years old. We were so excited when we planned for a child, and I got pregnant right away. Jamie has always been so smart. He walked at 10 months and was speaking in sentences before he was two. We spent a lot of time with him reading and playing. He is in kindergarten now, and he can read simple books. He's the only one in his class who can read already. My mom's a teacher, and she's so proud of him. We all are. He has a lot of friends in the neighborhood and in school. Stella is four. She's a funny, active little girl. She's so helpful around the house, and she really helps with Damon. She goes to gymnastics class with her daycare class, and she's doing amazing. She gets along with everyone and is the best teacher's helper. She has a temper sometimes, but I like to think of it as being strong-willed. Good for her. Damon is 2.5 years old. He was a strong, healthy baby, my chubby 9-pound boy. He seemed like the other kids when he was born, although he never slept very much. He started out talking like they did. When he was a year old, he had about 10 words you could understand, and a lot more words when he was 18 months old. It seemed like he changed before he turned two. He stopped talking as much, and some words he won't even say anymore. He can put puzzles together even better than Stella, but he doesn't like to do things with other kids. He can scream and have temper tantrums about silly things. The daycare teacher seems worried about him. She's known him since he was an infant. I'm a little worried. He also does some odd things my other kids never did, like rocking back and forth for long periods of time. Not talking, just sitting on the floor and rocking. Marshall has a hard time with the tantrums. Damon doesn't respond to his name or verbal commands. It can make you really mad. Is he not listening or just ignoring us? The other kids had their moments, but they never got so upset and hard to reach like Damon. Marshall was never crazy about the infant stage. He did more with the kids once they started walking and talking. But Damon seems to frustrate him, so he kind of avoids having to take care of him. It's not like it was with the other kids. And now, Damon seems really sick. There's a few other kids at daycare with this stomach thing. He started vomiting 3 days ago, then diarrhea. I've been home from work with him the last 2 days. He's a really picky eater, but since yesterday, I can't get him to drink water or his favorite juice. I'm worried he's dehydrated. He's just been lying around. The rest of us are okay. I sent the kids to school and daycare this morning. They all ate dinner tonight, and I put the kids to bed at 7:30. When Damon wouldn't even stand up this evening, I knew he was really sick. I told my husband I was taking him to the ER. Marshall stayed home with the other kids, but I know he's worried too. I hope the ER staff can handle Damon's temper. Though he seems so sick now, I don't think he'll put up much of a fight. I wish I could explain to him what's going on,